From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
Do offsets work when it comes to protecting eagles and keeping populations around Tasmania safe? Nick Mooney's a wildlife expert. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
What is an offset when it comes to wedge-tailed eagles and wind farms in Tasmania? Describe it in the simplest terms.
There's three types of offsets that can be applied, and it's essentially under the Commonwealth legislation. And one is direct, where you compensate for deaths or, you know, mangled birds that are taken out of the population. These are eagles we're talking about. And there's an indirect one where the offset can support research that in some way helps the birds. And there's what's called a future offset, advanced offset, where you make one of those sorts of compensations in front of you doing damage. It's not immediately. And most of the offsets we have here are in relation to birds killed, so they're kind of attempts to be direct offsets.
And that's the one that you're particularly interested in talking about this morning.
Yes.
So we've got these wind farms going up at a significant rate around Tasmania. There are many benefits that come with wind farms and the energy that they generate.
Yes.
But this scheme of saying, if a dead eagle is found, you know, under my turbine, I will pay X. This is a common device
well,
now.
A lot of people call it blood money, and it's usually described in two softer terms. It's compensating for killing endangered species. Now, one of the problems I have is that the amount of offset you pay is related to the number of eagles you're found to be killing or you report killing. We don't know how many are killed. There is no proper study. There are searches done for underneath and near turbines and mathematical models predicting what will be killed elsewhere. But there's no direct study. And these days it's inexcusable not to have a whole bunch of eagles with GPS packages on them, like it's done standard procedure now. And you find out how many of those birds are killed. You find out the risks to those individual birds. You can work out what the real take is, and you can work out an awful lot about the impact on the population. We simply don't know. So it's almost a nonsense to be setting offsets on speculation. So you have, you know, multiple errors. Now, the offset I'm particularly interested in is a very common one here, and it's to covenant, that is, put a legal protection around an eagle's nest on private land, and the landowner's paid to have the nest on their land covenanted. The trouble is, the assumption is that that will increase production of eagle chicks to compensate for deaths. You need about 12 extra eagle chicks to compensate for every adult eagle killed at, say, a wind farm. And the evidence there's just been a master's student working on this issue, and there's no evidence that the covenanting process has increased eagle production, as in chicks, at all. And I suspect the problem there is that it was such a good idea, nobody thought it right through. There was an untidy haste to collect nests, to covenant, and there were all sorts of abandoned nests and chonky nests and a few good ones, and some of them under no risk whatsoever covenanted, because the performance criteria was the number of nests covenanted, not the extra productivity.
So let's distill all of that.
Yeah.
What does that mean in the context of wedge-tailed eagle populations in Tasmania with the proliferation of wind farms now?
Well, there can only be more eagles killed than are reported, simply because the searches are done so close to turbines that anything that's winged is going to wobble off. The Americans call them walking wounded. At Woolnorth, they haven't even had to do searches, formal searching, for 5 years. So who knows what's going up there.
Without wanting to malign the people doing those searches, if there is a significant cost that comes to your company from finding a dead wedge-tailed eagle, is there anyone kicking them into the shrubs?
How would you know? I wouldn't suggest that at all, but it's got all the ingredients for a very basic conflict of interest. I would rather see independent stuff. It doesn't really matter, though. I'm not too fussed about that little tension there. What I'm fussed about is not knowing how many eagles are impacted by this thing, and therefore not having the right amount of offsets set, and not even having the right offsets. This covenanting in S hasn't been an offset.
So what do you want to see?
What I would like to see would be proper study of eagle populations around a couple of these wind farms before the starting before the wind farms actually commissioned with GPS packs on the birds. There's a student at University of Tasmania been doing some amazing stuff with these packs on eagles. Nothing to do with wind farms, just studying what young eagles do. The technology is almost passe now. It's not a problem. I would like to see that, even if that became an offset. You know, let's get that done. It's almost cart before the horse here. We're all building all these wind farms without knowing the damage we're doing.
Nick Mooney, always interesting to hear your thoughts. Thanks for coming in and sharing them this morning.